Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
Think about it, folks. I mean, with fists to punch and noses to break, women have the same equipment as men for the boxing game, for heaven's sakes. You wouldn't know it, though, to hear some men talk. Women, that's right, childbearing, kid and freight hauling women. Yeah, Mike Tyson, deliver a child one of these days, okay? Then I'll talk to you. They can't take the punishment for some reason and are made of glass.
If I take you on, you don't say anything. You don't question me. You don't ask why. You don't say anything except maybe... Yes, Frankie. And I'm going to try to forget the fact that you're a girl.
That's all I ask.
It's Clint Eastwood and Hilary Swank there in the movie Million Dollar Baby about a woman boxer. A groundbreaking movie to some, but ancient history to female boxers who've been toughing it out in the ring since the 1700s, with revivals in the 1950s and the 1970s when the modern women's pro circuit began. Hollywood isn't the only one behind the times here, though. This year, for the first time, women will be able to enter the ring at the Olympics. Starting next Monday, 24 women will be trying out, but only three will go on to represent the U.S. on the Women's Olympic Boxing Team. And one of those young Olympic hopefuls is here with us in the studio, Bertha Arasil, here from New York. Is that how I pronounce your name?
Arasil.
Arasil. Bertha Arasil, congratulations.
Thank you.
Good luck to you. What do you think your chances are?
Oh, my chances are high.
What kind of moves do you have that could distinguish you from the field?
Well, I box around in the ring,
So you move well?
Very well.
You got a good right or left?
I'm a lefty.
You're a lefty?
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Also with us is Sujay Johnson, who's the creator of the multimedia project called Women Box, which is on the website of our co-producer, New York Public Radio, and will be a principal coverage of this contest as the Olympic trials begin. Sue, welcome.
Thank you.
So, first of all, what do you think the narrative is of women joining the Olympics finally as boxers? It seems to me very late in the game, Sue.
Shockingly late in the game. It is the last men's only sport in the Olympic Games. And it has been the lobbying efforts of a big group of women and men in the sport trying to get the boxing into the games. It's been a long time coming, and this is historic. This is groundbreaking.
You know, a few years ago, Bertha, I've got three girls, and we got boxing gloves, sort of three pairs of boxing gloves as just sort of an afterthought, they took to it completely and totally. I mean,
because
it's fun. Exactly.
It's fun.
So how did you get into boxing?
I got into boxing from my cousin. He invited me to the gym, and, I see some girls there, and I was, really interested. I like the fact that those girls really go hard, just as hard as men, and I got into it. It's very therapeutic.
What's therapeutic?
It's relaxing. Some people might think that when you go in a ring, you have to get angry and throw punches, but it's really not like that. It's actually the opposite. By the end of the day, when you're out of the gym, you just want to just relax, don't want to be bothered by anything, but it's fun.
In a match, how do you relax?
I think how I'm going to beat the girl.
So it's a strategic thing.
Yeah.
And is that going to be an important element of your success in the Olympic trials?
Of course.
So what's your strategy?
It's really mentally. So when I'm in there, I try my best not to have my opponent, put me under pressure or anything like that. I already did all my physical training, and the most important when you're in the ring is all mental.
Do you work the inside, or do you like to stay on the outside?
I like to stay on the outside.
Stay on the outside.
Yes.
And so you've got a lefty jab.
Yeah.
I see. All right. That's Bertha Arasil, a female boxer competing for the spot on the first USA Women's Olympic Boxing Team. How many people are competing, Sujay Johnson? And, what kind of a tournament is going to narrow this down to three?
Oh, it's going to be a brutal tournament with a lot of drama. There are 24 women competing. There are three weight classes. For men, there are 10 Olympic weight categories. This is the first year, so they're trying it out with three weight categories, which has been really difficult for a lot of women to fit into one weight category or another. So eight U.S. women in each of the three weight categories, and three will go on. They have to then go to Worlds in China to qualify in Worlds. The top eight contenders there will be at the Olympic Games.
I see. So what do you think the pressure is? You say that you keep pressure off yourself mentally when you're in the ring, but what do you think the pressure is on this sort of first Olympic contest for whoever actually competes in the Olympics? The fact that men have dominated boxing, at least as far as most of the rest of us are concerned, does that put pressure on you to perform in this sort of first Olympics out, Bertha?
What do you mean?
I mean, you know, you're the first. Women have been boxing for a long time, but this is the first in the Olympics. Yeah. It sort of puts a false pressure on you.
Yeah, because we really have to show out as women, you know? We have to prove to everyone, not just men alone, you know, that we can do it. And it's a lot of pressure, but, you know, you have to be under control.
How tough has that been in your life?
It's like shocking, you know? This is like history right here. And, I'm very happy, and I am a little nervous, you know, but it's something special, and I'm not going to...
Dad is down with this? Everybody in your
family? Yeah. Everybody supports me.
Nobody said, hey, why don't you take up something else?
No.
No? You've been encouraged all the way?
Yeah.
What sorts of discrimination, Sue J. Johnson, do you think women boxers have faced in trying to break in? It's taken a long time for the Olympics to get their act together.
It sure has. I've asked that question to a lot of the women, and I think the resounding answer is a lot of... response that they get from some men is like, why do you want to break that pretty face? Ugh. Why do you want to mess up that pretty face?
Have you heard that?
Yes, yes. They're like, oh, you're so pretty. Why don't you do modeling? You know, it's better. Instead of getting
punched
in the face.
And then you punch them right with your left.
I should, right?
Yeah.
Modeling is like worse for your body than fighting, for heaven's sakes.
But, you know, I love the sport.
Well, Bertha Arasil, are you going to have like a big Arasil on your jersey?
Arasil?
No, I'll have USA.
USA. There we go. That's right, because she's going to win.
Mm-hmm.
Bertha Arasil, a female boxer competing for a spot on the first USA Women's Olympic boxing team. And we should note that WNYC is covering the Women's Olympic Trials for Boxing all next week on a podcast which starts Monday.
That's right.
Called Women Box, Fighting to Make History. You can subscribe to that podcast by going to WNYC.org and clicking on Women Box, Fighting to Make History. How many people are you going to be following?
Ooh, we'll try and follow all of them.
It's a lot of cameras,
a lot of microphones. We're going to do interviews, radio interviews, and messages from the boxers along the way.
Sue J. Johnson is a photographer and creator of that multimedia project, Women Box. Bertha, good luck.
Thank you so much.